These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Today's team of four total strangers believe they have what it takes to beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds. Let's meet the team.
I'm Sarah, I'm 41, I'm a clerical officer from Newcastle-upon-Tyne.
I'm Vanessa, I'm 34, I'm a French teacher and I'm from County Derry.
I'm Craig, I'm 46, I'm a chauffeur from Essex.
I'm Martin, I'm 37, I'm a customer service advisor on a train and I'm from Oldham.
And there's the team. Now, one by one, they've got to win as much money as they can, bring it safely down the table and into the team prize fund. But hunting them down, as always, every step of the way, is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. But if they make it back, they go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser is Sarah. Welcome.
Hello.
You just told me you've got a hangover.
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you?
Yeah, I went out on the town with my cousin, so...
Did you?
Not the wisest of moves.
You're going to take on a chaser in a minute, are you mad?
Well, you know, I've got five children, so I don't get out much. Oh. So, every opportunity I get to go out, I try to grab it with both hands.
All right, listen, so you've got five kids.
I've got five children.
And what ages are they?
The oldest one's 13, and I've got a 10-year-old, a 4-year-old, 2.5, and a baby who's 1.
Oh, wonderful, smashing. Now, if you won some money, Sarah, what would you do with it?
I'd spend it on the kids.
Of course you would, yeah.
We'd go on a family holiday.
And where would you like to go?
The kids want to go and see Mickey Mouse, so we'll be going...
Great.
Somewhere
of course.
That.
Well, I wish you luck, Sarah.
Thank you.
All I'm going to do is ask you quick-fire questions against the clock.
Yep.
Each correct answer is worth £1,000, all right?
Yep.
Let's build up some cash.
Let's go for it.
Good luck.
Thank
Your time
you.
Starts now. Complete the title of the Spielberg film, Saving Private...
Ryan.
Correct. What French tyre company publishes a series of guidebooks?
Michelin.
Correct. What flower is also the name of a steam railway in East Sussex?
Pass.
Bluebell. What word means to cut the fleece of a sheep?
Shia.
Correct. In the October Revolution, the Bolsheviks took power in what country?
Russia.
Correct. What king was called Bertie by his mother, Queen Victoria?
Albert.
Edward VII. What country became the world's second largest economy in August 2010?
China.
Correct. What was Britain's first national colour daily newspaper?
The Independent?
No, it was Today. On TV, John Hannah and Ken Stott have both played which Scottish detective?
Pass.
Rebus. The trumpet and trombone belong to what section of the orchestra?
Brass.
Correct. Who directed The Green Mile and The Shawshank Redemption?
Steven Spielberg?
No, Frank Darabont. Julius Caesar and Mark Antony were lovers of which Egyptian queen?
Cleopatra.
Correct. In the nursery rhyme, who did Simple Simon meet whilst going to the fair?
Pyman
is correct. However, we just ran out of time. I do apologise, but 7,000.
Wow.
All we've got to do now is get that 7 grand and you through to the final chase.
Ooh.
We're going to have to take on a chaser, but Sarah, who will you be up against today? Will it be Mark Labette? Whoever said it's not big and it's not clever has never met the beast. Or will it be Sean Wallace, silent but deadly, like an assassin's electric car? Or will it be Anne Hegarty, the governess, and the reception you'll get from her is as frosty as her knickers? Who do you fancy taking on? More to the point, who scares you to death?
Anne scares me to death.
Me and all, mate.
She's a really powerful woman. She's a very good role model, but she frightens me.
Right. Anyone else?
No, the others. They're just big softies, aren't they?
Are they?
Mm.
OK. We'll find out who you're going to be taking on then, Sarah. Good luck.
Thank you.
Because it's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, yes! You're right. It's the big softie himself. It's the beast, Mark Labette.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Mr.
And good
Softie.
Afternoon, Bradley.
Is it Big Softie?
Right, Big Softie, am I?
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Right,
really.
I'm just changing my office now.
We shall see. Sarah, as always, you get a 3-step head start. Now, Chaser, you can always change your starting point. If you want to take a step closer to home, the Chaser will offer you...
£500.
Hey!
I'll teach you.
Shouldn't have riled him. If you want to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
I'm sure your five kids would love this. £21,000.
21 grand.
Oh.
Great stuff. You better turn around and have a chat with your team, Sarah.
What do you think?
A big pushycat, Sarah.
Yeah, 21 is a good
you
sum
can
of
do
money.
That.
Big pushycat.
Definitely, you can do that.
Good confident start now, Lynn.
Thank you, team. Pussycat, Softy, anything else?
Well, it has worked in the past. Teams have riled me successfully.
Indeed, they
but
have.
But other times, it's come back to bite them.
So, listen, which one do you fancy, Sarah?
I think I'm just going to stick with my 7,000.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
So you want someone else from your team, then, to do the hard work?
I've done quite a lot of hard work already. I'm just going to try and consolidate on what I've already got.
Yeah, righto.
Sarah, let's get that money through to the final chase alongside you, shall we? You will answer the same questions at the same time as the chaser. If you get a question right, you will move a step closer to home. However, if you get it wrong, you stay where you are, giving the chaser the chance to close the gap. If you get caught, the money is gone and you are out of the game. First person to lock in their answer puts the other under a five-second time pressure, so please be quick because they certainly are. Good luck, darling. I'm with you all the way. Let's take him down, shall we?
Yeah.
For £7,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes the first question. Who composed the scores for the films A Fistful of Dollars and The Good, the Bad and the Ugly? Is it A, John Williams, B, Henry Mancini, or is it C, Ennio Morricone? You put Ennio Morricone.
Yeah.
You know that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
The correct answer is Ennio Morricone, yes, it, you're up and money. Let's see what the chaser put. Indeed. As well, Ennio Morricone.
There's some argument amongst the chasers as which one's the good, which one's the bad, and which one's the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the cuddly.
Not today.
You pussycat, you. Here's the next question. Who is the subject of Robert Bolt's play, A Man for All Seasons? Is it A, Sir Thomas More, B, Thomas Hardy, or C, Thomas A Becket? You put Sir Thomas More. Happy with that?
It was a toss-up between A and C, and my finger pressed A.
OK, I'd have said the same as well. Correct answer is... Well played again, brilliant. On our way home. See what the chaser put? Never mind.
Paul Schofield won an Oscar, I believe, for playing him in 1960s.
Yeah, I think he did, you're right. Yeah. Here's the next question. An oast is a kiln that is specifically used for drying what? A, hops, B, pottery, or C, cotton? Let's make it three on the bounce, shall we? You've put hops, and you're happy with that?
I'm very, very happy with that answer, Brad.
Fine. Correct answer is... Bring it on. Two from home. Come on, Sarah. We're down here. All the way down here.
You are so going to suffer for that later on.
The chaser has put hops as well.
I would try my normal tricks to try and put you under a bit of pressure, but when you've got five kids, it'll be water off a duck's back to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Here's the next question. Come on, Sarah, we're doing great. In which country is Lake Lucerne? Is it A, Austria, B, France, or C, Switzerland? You put Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Happy with that?
I think it's there.
Yeah.
Geography's not brilliant, but I think that's where it is.
Correct answer is... Oh, yes. Fantastic. Let's see what the chaser put. Also Switzerland. Doing great. Only one to go. Here's the next question. Which of these men was the grandson of Potter Josiah Wedgwood? Was it A, David Lloyd George, B, Edward Elgar, or C, Charles Darwin? Let's see what you've put. Edward Elgar.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a random guess. David Lloyd George was Welsh, wasn't he? Edward Elgar was from Worcester, which they did pottery in Worcester, so that's my train of thought, really. Charles Darwin, I don't think so, so I don't know. It's a random guess.
Bit of a dark horse we got down here, mate. Knows her stuff.
Yeah,
Worcester.
Shame it's wrong, though.
You don't know yet. Here's the correct answer. The correct answer is...
Never mind.
It was wrong. I thought you was bluffing.
That's all right.
Yeah,
still
all
got
right.
Two to go.
The chaser put... Yes, Charles Darwin.
David Lloyd George, the Welshman, who was actually born in Manchester. Edward Elgar, who last year that it turned out that he was a lifelong supporter of Wolverhampton Wanderers, and he wrote the world's first football chant.
Is that true?
Yes. They banged the leather for goal was the title of the thing. He was a lifelong Wolverhampton Wanderers fan. How's that for a bit of useless information?
That is fantastic. Anyway, come on, let's get out with this $7,000. Come on, Sarah, we can do it. Here's the next question. How many Olympic gold medals did Steve Redgrave win? Was it A, 3, B, 5, C, 7? You've put 5.
I think that's not right, actually.
You don't think that's right?
Not now I've pressed it.
Really?
I think it's 7.
7 Olympics?
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? Perhaps it is 5.
I love watching people sweat.
Sarah, if it is 5, we're going through. If it isn't, we're going to give him the chance to close the gap.
I know.
The correct answer is revealed after the break. And welcome back. Sarah here is one correct answer away from going through to the final chase and thrashing the chaser into the ground for £7,000. He's looking at me like that. Before the break, I asked Sarah, how many Olympic gold medals did Sir Steve Redgrave win? Sarah said 5. If it is 5, we're going through. If it isn't, we're giving the chance to close the gap. Fingers crossed, we can do it. Come on, we can do it. Get ready.
Yep.
The correct answer is 12 up, brilliant. Very good. Played really well.
Well played, only one mistake.
Thank you.
You would have had a shot for 21,000 with a bit of nerve.
I know, I'm sorry, I backed out.
Such is life.
Such is life. So, you're through to the final chase.
Thank you.
Mind your step.
Good, competent start.
Yes.
But I should point something out.
What?
So far I've had 6 questions, got them all right. So I'm on form today. Anyone still feel like treating me like a big cuddly animal?
Yeah.
Oh, right, he's volunteered, has he? Good.
Sounds like fighting talk to me. Next to face the chaser, it's Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good.
You're a French teacher.
Yes, indeed.
Vous n'avez pas vu le mairie aujourd'hui?
No.
So, if you won some money, what would you do, Vanessa?
I'd probably help out my parents, first of all.
Great.
And then I'm a big film buff, so I'd probably get myself set up with a home cinema system.
Oh, very good. What's your favourite film of all time?
The one I watch most often is probably The Silence of the Lambs.
See, I love old black and white films, I do. I just think they're great. I really do. Right, let's build up as much cash as we can. All right? Each correct answer is worth £1,000. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Vanessa, your time starts now, cornadas, meaning horn wounds, are sustained in what Spanish pastime?
Bullfighting.
Correct. In the nursery rhyme, what was the value of the crooked coin found by the crooked man?
Pass.
Sixpence. Omnia omnibus ubique is the motto of what famous London department store?
Harrods.
Correct. In the body, the fight or flight response is caused by the secretion of what hormone?
Serotonin.
Adrenaline. Which Scot defeated Edward II's army at the Battle of Bannockburn?
Pass.
Robert the Bruce. We Sail the Ocean Blue is the first line of what Gilbert and Sullivan operetta?
Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, with our HMS Pinafore. In English, what meal is petit déjeuner?
Breakfast.
Correct. In the name of the chemical compound, what does CFC stand for?
Chlorofluorocarbon.
Correct. What fruit comes from the tree Ficus carica?
Olive.
Fig. What type of chocolate biscuit shares its name with an American whiskey?
Bourbon.
Correct. The Spanish painter Velázquez. Ah, unlucky. Not too bad, though. £5,000. That's all right. That will do as well. And you never know what you're going to get dealt up either. It's time to take on a chaser.
Bonjour, Vanessa. Ça va?
Ça va très bien. Merci.
Oh, bon.
All right?
All right.
Let's put some money on the table. Vanessa, there you are. There's your 5K. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you.
This team has annoyed me. 500 quid again.
Ooh, that's unnecessary. However, if you want to take a step closer, he will offer you
£25,000.
Have a chat with your team.
He's flustered, Vanessa.
Well, guys, what do you think?
He's flustered.
Running scared.
Yeah, 5-1 just figure. It's not worth getting out of bed for, seriously.
He's running scared, Vanessa. I could have taken him down.
He could have, would have, should have, but didn't.
He's just wiped sweat from his brow.
He is. Look at him, he's shaking. We've knocked his confidence already by getting one team member through.
The boys are very brave, sitting there at the end, not being up here yet, aren't they? Thank you, team.
Thank you.
So, Vanessa.
I'll respect what anybody does, but 25,000 is very tempting, but I think I'll stick with my 5,000.
That's fine. £5,000, it is. I wish you lots of luck. What do you think, Chaser?
They're all mouth and trousers, this team.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look at Craig. If he doesn't take the high offer now, I am going to push the boundaries of good taste for a daytime show in my response.
Vanessa, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Oh, happy days. The French artist Paul Cézanne is famed for his paintings of which fruit? Is it A, grapes, B, bananas, or C, apples? You put grapes. Why grapes?
I'm not actually sure.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, I thought this was going to be good.
Art is not. French is yes, art not really.
Oh, for a second there, I thought we had half a chance. Correct answer is apples.
That was my second choice.
Shows you how much I know. I'd have gone for bananas. The chase is put.
That's really worrying when you and I would go for the same wrong answer.
You buffoon. Status quo, it's all good. Vanessa, here's your next question. Nigerian dwarf is a breed of which animal? A, pig, B, goat, C, sheep. You'd put pig.
Again, a complete guess.
Yeah. Correct answer is goat. Ouch. Once again, staying where we are. The chaser has put
don't even start.
You're in a nightmare. You've only said that because you're Welsh.
Of course. Should have gone for goat, yeah. It was a bad error.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah, never mind.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Here's your next question.
I'm going to break some fingers at this rate.
In the UK, what is the speed limit for cars and motorcycles on single carriageways? Is it A, 50 miles per hour, B, 60 miles per hour, or C, 70 miles per hour? You've put 60 miles per hour.
It's a long time since I did my driving test, but I think it's 70 mile an hour for motorways.
It is indeed.
60 for the other roads.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home, the chaser has put... Also 60 miles per hour. Here's your next question. Justin Timberlake left which boy band to go solo? A, Backstreet Boys. B, New Kids on the Block. Or C, NSYNC. You've put NSYNC. Pretty confident?
Definitely.
Fine. Correct answer is... Get in. Step closer to home. The chaser has put... Also NSYNC.
They appeared in The Simpsons, that's how I knew it.
Oh, all right. Here's next question. Titan is the largest moon of which planet? A, Saturn. B, Uranus. C, Jupiter. You've put Saturn. Pretty confident.
Again, it's not one of my strong suits.
But a guess?
Anything scientific.
Uh-huh. OK. Correct answer is... Saturn. Got to have a guess now and again.
It's going to be in there somewhere.
It is. Of course it is. Chase has put... Also, Saturn.
Yes, Jupiter's is Ganymede, and Uranus is the one there. The moons are all named after Shakespearean characters. But completely irrelevant, because she fluked it.
Here's the next question. Bill Gates and Paul Allen founded which computer technology company in the mid-1970s? Was it A, IBM, B, Apple, C, Microsoft? That's a toughie. You put Microsoft. You sure about that?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Correct answer is... No!
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. We're one step from home. The chase is put. Also, Microsoft, can't believe you got that right. I mean, you've really failed on some really easy ones earlier on. I thought you might slip up here.
I'll just get on with it.
Here's your next question. Got to get on this. Come on, let's thrash him. Which of golf's majors is staged each year at the Augusta National Golf Club? Is it A, US Masters, B, USPGA, or C, US Open? You've put US Masters. You happy with that?
I don't have a clue about golf.
You don't have a clue?
So you enjoy watching it at all?
No. So the likelihood is you... What made you go for the Masters? Any particular...
Well, so I've heard of it.
Oh, you've heard... Yeah. But you wouldn't know where it's played?
No.
Fine. Correct answer is... Yes, absolutely.
Watching all
this
sport,
must count
for something.
Yeah, absolutely. Well played again.
Zoutalor.
What does that mean?
It just means he's upset.
C'est la vie. And as they say in Russia, must go. So, Vanessa, well done. You're through to the final chase. Chaser.
I don't know what French is for seriously gutted, but I'm feeling it right now. Fortunately, we got all mouth and trousers over there next.
Indeed,
you are. I'm looking forward to this one.
Next to face the chaser, the wrath of the chaser, is Craig. Right, Craig, welcome.
Thank you.
Chauffeur.
Yeah.
From Essex. Listen, if you won some money, what would you spend it on? What would you do?
Well, I'd like to learn to fly.
Right.
So I'd like to take my private pilot's licence.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I'd hopefully be enough left over to take the family to the Gulf of Mexico, Florida.
Lovely. Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Now, you have wound him mercilessly up, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's gunning for you now,
absolutely.
Mate.
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Bring it on, indeed. Here we go. Cash builder. Let's get as much money behind us as we can. Take to the table. You ready?
Yeah.
Craig, your time starts now. According to the proverb, red sky at night is...
Shepherd's delight.
Correct. Who played Hyacinth Bouquet in Keeping Up Appearances?
Bah, pass.
Patricia Routledge. In what 1990 sci-fi film did Arnold Schwarzenegger go to Mars?
Terminator.
Total Recall. What book by C.S. Lewis was the first to feature Narnia?
The Witch and the Wardrobe. The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Correct. To what section of an orchestra does the Glockenspiel belong?
Brass.
Percussion. Which doctor founded the East End Mission for Destitute Children in the 1860s?
Bernardo.
Correct. Barks Aaron of G-String was used in the adverts for what cigar?
Pass.
Hamlet. In 2010, Neil Robertson became the first world snooker champion from what country?
Australia.
Correct. The painting, The Virgin of the Rocks, is by which Italian artist?
Pass.
Da Vinci. According to the song, what bird sang in Berkeley Square?
Nightingale.
Correct. What word for small shop comes from the Turkish for pavilion?
Pass.
Kiosk. In what country was the bullet train developed?
Japan.
Ooh, unlucky, just out of time. $5,000, though, that's all right.
Yeah,
we'll take that to the table.
That's
good.
Enough.
Let's find out what we can do because it's time to take on a chaser.
Tuck your shirt in, for God's sake. Where do you think you are?
Oh, well, I'm gladly not at your school.
Well, if I had any gloves, I'd be taking them off now. And especially how chivalrous you've been, encouraging both the ladies to go for the high amount. Let's see if you take your own advice.
I'm really looking forward to this chase. Ready, Craig?
Bring it on. Let's go.
Bring it on, mate. There's your money in the centre there. Three steps ahead of the chaser. There's your 5K. Craig, take a step closer to home. The chaser will offer you...
A century.
£100. Poor. I think that's because you wound him up.
I think so.
However, if you want to take a step closer, the chaser will offer you...
So you want to learn to fly, do you?
Absolutely.
Well, chickens can't fly. $30,000 says you can't beat me. Bear in mind, girls, he told you two to go for it.
Got to have a chat with your team, Craig.
Guys, what do you reckon?
It is a fantastic offer. I think you've got the confidence
amazing,
to take him on,
right?
And knock him down.
Yeah. He is running scared, obviously.
Yeah.
He got two wrong in the last round, remember?
Well, I think he's got more wrong than he's got right.
Mm. Yeah. Let's We're go. All with you, Craig.
Let's go. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, thank you, team. Right, then. So what'll it be?
I'm going to give him a chance to exact his revenge. I'll go one step closer. Take the $30,000.
Good man! Happy with that?
Oh, too right I am.
Me too. Let's bring it on. Let's do it.
Come on, Craig. For £30,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Here comes your first question. Where did the UK's worst railway disaster take place on May the 22nd, 1915? Was it A, Quintin's Hill, B, Harrow and Wealdstone, or C, Lewisham? You put Harrow and Wealdstone. Happy with that?
Truth, I haven't got a Scooby-Doo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just a guess.
It's just a guess.
Right. Harrow and Wealdstone, come on, fingers crossed. We need it. Let's get the first one under our belt. Correct answer is... Ooh, Quintin's Hill. All right, don't worry. Staying where we are. Does he know it? Let's have a look. The chaser has put... What, yes, mate? Quintin's Hill.
Of course I did. And you're a long way from home.
Right then, come on, let's start getting them. Let's get them. Come on, let's get our hands dirty and get cracking. Here's your next question. In Dallas, who shot JR? Was it A, Sue Ellen Ewing, B, Pamela Barnes, or C, Kristen Shepherd? You put Sue Ellen Ewing.
Many years ago, but I think it was Sue Ellen. If my memory serves me right, I think it was Sue Ellen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right, if Sue Ellen Ewing is right, we're on our way home. If it's wrong, we're in danger of going out already. The correct answer is... Oh, Kristen Shepherd. Don't even know who she is.
No.
Played by Mary Crosby, Bing Crosby's daughter.
Now we're in trouble. He knows who's played her.
Can I savour this, please?
I took the challenge, though.
Yes, you did take the challenge.
I didn't bank down. I took the challenge and I faced him up.
Yep, he will admire that as well. However, the chaser put... Yes, Kristen Shepherd. That is a very short
well
shift.
Well done.
Chaser. That is shocking. Craig, I'm sorry for you. The chase is over.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
That felt really good.
Did it?
Really good. Oh, good. Martin's been telling everyone to go for it. Your turn, buddy.
We've lost the battle, not the war.
Well, there's fighting talk for you. While Martin puts on his armour, you have a cup of tea. We'll see you in a minute. And last to face the chaser, it's Martin. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, lovely to see you. Now, you're a customer service advisor on a train.
That's correct, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So, what subjects are you good on?
I'd like to see geography.
Yeah?
History, science, maybe.
And if you won some money, Martin, what would you do with it?
I'd love to travel Japan. I'm currently learning Japanese at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, so I'd love to basically do North Island to the south, from like Sapporo in the north, right down to maybe Okinawa in the south of Japan.
Well, that's great. I wish you luck with
Thank
that,
you.
Martin. I really do. Now then, each correct answer is worth £1,000.
Yep.
I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. Which Dickens character has been played on film by Alec Guinness and Ron Moody?
Scrooge.
Fagin. In the children's TV show, what duo lived aboard the Rag Doll?
Pass.
Rosie and Jim. Greg Rosetsky was runner-up in singles at which tennis major in 97? US Open. The Dish Cherries Jubilee was created for the diamond anniversary of which queen?
Elizabeth II.
Victoria. What two-word Latin phrase means in good faith or genuine?
Pass.
Bona fide. In Peter Pan, where do the pirates, Red Indians and Lost Boys live?
Never, never land.
Correct. Rosh Hashanah is the New Year holiday in what religion?
Jewish.
Correct. What Northern Irish police force was known as the RUC?
Garda.
No, Royal Ulster Constabulary. In Greek myth, the Minotaur had the head of what animal?
Bull.
Correct. What style of skirt was made popular by Mary Quant in the 60s? Correct. Which Mitford sister wrote The Pursuit of Love and Love in a Cold
Pass.
Climate? Nancy. Which TV presenter has an alter ego called Lily Savage?
Paul O'Grady.
Correct. In the countryside, what name is given to a path for horse riders? Bridle path. Would have been £5,000. That's all right, isn't it?
It's better than nothing, yeah.
Let's see if we can maybe get a bit more. Try and get you through to the final chase. Martin, it's time to face the chaser.
Konnichiwa, Martin.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Good afternoon, evening.
Yes, indeed.
Hajime mashite.
I'm afraid my knowledge of Japan ends after Shogun.
Tiramisu.
Oh, it's Greek.
Well, you know, some you win, some you lose. But let's put some money on the table, Martin. £5,000. That's not a bad start, mate.
Nope.
However, take a step closer to home. I have a horrible feeling the chaser was going to offer you...
£100.
I knew that was coming. If you want to take a step closer to him, the chaser will offer you...
So you can get to the bullet train first class, £30,000.
Yes, get
in there.
Of course,
I'd prefer just to give you the bullet.
That's a lot of yen.
It is a lot of yen. Have a chat with the team, Martin.
Girls, what do you think?
It's a lot of money, Martin. So
Vanessa,
five grand's a lot of money as well.
Yes, I mean, you can do it.
You can
if you
do,
want
it.
To do it.
You know you can do it.
Well, if you got through, of course, with 30 grand in your pocket, better be 14 grand each, I suppose.
Yeah. There's an old saying, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Okay.
So I think I'll stay with the 5,000, please, Brad.
Yeah, no worries. That's fine, Martin. There you go. We'll keep the 5 grand there. Chaser?
Well, considering he encouraged the girls to go for it, I'm not very impressed.
Oh, no, I think he's playing for the team. I believe it. I honestly think he's playing for the team.
I'm not just playing for myself, I'm playing for the girls as well. I want them to go on with some money too.
Absolutely. Take that.
How very noble of you.
It is. Let's do it. For £5,000, Martin, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. I wish you all the best. Here comes your first question. In which city is Carol Reed's film The Third Man set? Is it A, Berlin, B, Vienna, or C, Prague? You put... Vienna, you know the film?
Yeah, seen it.
Good.
Been to the city.
Correct answer is... Vienna it is. Step closer to home. The chaser has put... Also, Vienna.
In my younger days, when I was a bit more athletic, my cricket captain kept sending me off to Harry Lyme, and I wondered what on earth he was referring to.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's The Third Man.
And, you know, Carol Reed's dad founded RADA.
Rather, I didn't know that.
Well, there you
well
are.
Well played, sir.
Here's the next question. Who was the first woman to be named as Time magazine's Person of the Year? Is it A, Agatha Christie, B, Wallace Simpson, or C, the Queen Mother? You've put, Martin, Wallace Simpson.
To be honest, a pure guess. I know she was around the 30s, when had the affair with Edward.
OK, but not Agatha Christie?
Could be.
Yeah.
She's been... Obviously, she, again, was a very well-respected woman of the time.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Very good. Excellent. Step closer to home. The chaser is put. Also, Wallace Simpson. Here's next question. Which of these actresses was born in India? Is it A, Penelope Keith, B, Joanna Lumley, or C, Zoe Wanamaker? You put Jo Lumley.
Well, she had all this Gurkha thing recently, didn't she? So I wonder if that's some sort of loyalty to the subcontinent kind of thing.
OK. Correct answer is... Get in. Oh, what a roll. The chaser has put... Also, Jo Lumley.
Yeah, her father was an officer in the Gurkhas.
Ah, right.
Which is why she has such strong links with them.
OK, here's your next question. Elton John wrote the song Philadelphia Freedom for which tennis player? A, Billie Jean King, B, Chris Evert, or C, Martina Navratilova? You put... Billie Jean King.
Pure guess. Honestly, I have no idea.
Correct answer is... Brilliant. One step from home. The chaser has put... Also, Billie Jean King. Still remaining the three steps in front. What was it? 30 grand.
30 grand.
Yeah, I know. Hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Here's the next question. Chatsworth House in Derbyshire is the stately home of which Duke? A, Duke of Westminster, B, the Duke of Norfolk, or C, the Duke of Devonshire? You put Duke of Devonshire. Is that a guess, or do you know
I
that?
I know it.
You know it? Do you?
Yeah.
Well, then why is he the Duke of Devonshire if he lives in Derbyshire? What's all that about?
Maybe it's too wet in Devon.
It is. The correct answer is to go through with £5,000. Yes, well done, Martin. Fantastic. Well played, mate. Brilliant. Really good.
Well, one or two bits of luck, but you got everyone right, so well played, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you in the final chase.
Martin, go and take your seat through into the final chase. Very good.
Well, normally I have a pretty fair idea of how I think a team's going to do in the final chase, but I've got no idea with this lot. Would point out that I don't think I've got more than a couple of questions wrong so far, so I'm in fairly good form.
No, you are, to be fair, yeah. So, Sarah, Vanessa and Martin have made it through to the final chase with a total prize fund of £17,000. Are they going to take it home? Find out after the break on The Chase. Could you take on a chaser? I'm looking for contestants to go up against this lot and hopefully win thousands of pounds. To apply, go to itv.com/thechase and I might see you here soon. Welcome back. Sarah, Vanessa and Martin have made it through to the final chase. There's £17,000 in the prize fund. On the buzzer and against the clock, the team must answer as many questions as they can, each right answer taking them a step further away from the chaser. Then the chaser will have the same amount of time to try and catch the team. If he does, they leave with nothing, but if he doesn't, they'll go home with an equal share of £17,000. That'll be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, lovely.
That'd be. And what would you do with that,
Sarah? Family holiday, definitely.
You go on your holiday
definitely.
To see Mickey Mouse?
Absolutely.
And Vanessa, what would you do?
Oh, I'd get my home cinema set up.
That'd be great. And Martin?
I'd go to Japan.
And that'd get you there, wouldn't it? That'd be brilliant. Well, I wish you luck. I really, really do. Three of you have made it through to the final chase. You get a three-step head start. Your time starts now. In what quiz show can a contestant phone a friend?
Vanessa.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Correct. What's the handle of a sword called?
Martin.
Butt.
No, it's hilt. In what year was James Cameron's Titanic released?
Martin.
1997.
Correct. What's 10 degrees Celsius in degrees Fahrenheit?
Sarah.
Pass.
It's 50. What nocturnal bird is a symbol of wisdom?
Martin.
Owl.
Correct. What's the currency of Malta?
Martin.
Euro.
Correct. The word gingival refers to what part of the body?
Sarah.
Gums.
Correct. Po is a noodle soup from what Asian country?
Sarah.
Thailand.
Vietnam. The Dingles feature in what TV show?
Martin.
Emmerdale.
Correct. Ottawa is the capital of what country?
Canada.
Correct. Who wrote the novel Brave New World?
Sarah.
Aldous Huxley.
Correct. How many senators sit in the US Senate?
Martin.
100.
Correct. In what month is Guy Fawkes Night?
Martin.
November.
Correct. What's the official language of Costa Rica?
Martin.
Spanish.
Correct. What band founded Apple Records in 1968?
Sarah.
The Beatles.
Correct. Who played Commodore Yamauchi in the TV show Tenko?
Martin.
Bert Quark.
Correct. What's letter E worth in Scrabble?
Martin.
5 points.
1 point. In what city are the Spanish Steps?
Martin.
Rome.
Correct. What's the fourth gospel of the Bible?
Martin.
John.
Correct. Who wrote the anti-slavery novel Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Martin.
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Correct. What tree do acorns come from?
Martin.
Oak.
Correct. What's a dealer at a gambling table called?
Sarah.
Croupier.
Correct. Urban Hymns was the best-selling album
Vanessa.
For what band?
The Verve.
Correct. In 1976, Basil Hume became the Archbishop of
Martin.
Which diocese?
Westminster.
Correct. How many bears in the Goldilocks fairy tale?
Sarah.
3.
Correct. What Cambridgeshire city has the postcode PE?
Martin.
Peterborough.
Correct. What follows Delta in the Greek alphabet?
Sarah.
Epsilon.
Correct. What type of creature is a red star? Wow, what about that? 26 steps. That's extraordinary. What a team. 26 steps ahead is fantastic. How do you feel with that?
Ecstatic.
I bet you do. 26 steps is extraordinary. It's time to bring back the chaser.
Very good score. Well played, Martin, and good support.
26. Can you do it?
Yeah, I've done it before.
Right. If the chaser gets a question wrong and the team get it right, they push the chaser back one step. Let's see if 26 steps is enough. It is time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Camembert or Brie, cheeses from what country?
France.
Correct. The Gulf of Mexico is part of what ocean?
Atlantic.
Correct. Who invented the ballpoint pen?
Waterman.
Stop the clock.
Oh, damn.
Laszlo Biro.
Is correct. You push him back a pace. Chaser, your time starts again now. Who played Douglas Bader in Reach for the Sky?
Moore.
Correct. What does PS at the end of a letter stand for?
Postscripts.
Correct. Axles and sulcos are jumps in what sport?
Ice skating or
figure
skating.
Correct. The name Santa Claus is derived from what saint?
St. Nicholas.
Correct. The Mills bomb was an early form of what weapon?
Hand grenade.
Correct. In South Park, what character regularly got killed?
Kenny.
Correct. Singer Edith Piaf was born in what country?
France.
Correct. What Shakespeare play features Snug, Puck and Snout?
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Correct. Which Northern Irish golfer won the 2010 US Open?
McDowell.
Correct. An igloo is a house made of what?
Snow.
Correct. Which king signed the Magna Carta in 1215?
John.
Correct. Dennis Pennis was the alter ego of what comedian? Correct.
Pute.
The Ashcan School of Painters were from what country?
Germany.
Stop the clock.
Holland, the Netherlands.
Is incorrect. Correct answer is the United States of America. Chaser, your time starts again now. What airline was founded by Richard Branson in 1984?
Virgin.
Correct. Sean Penn was the first husband of which pop star?
Madonna.
Correct. What's the only weight in the NATO phonetic alphabet?
Kilo.
Correct. How many different time zones does Russia have?
Seven.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Eight.
No.
Nine.
10 steps required to catch the team. Time remaining, 50 seconds. Chaser, your time starts again now. What's the word pub short for?
Public house.
Correct. What muscle separates the abdomen from the thorax?
Diaphragm.
Correct. Kathy Burke played Linda LaHughes in what sitcom?
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Correct. Who wrote Stig at the Dump?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
You for Barbara Tobb.
Is wrong. No. Correct answer, Clive King. Chaser needs 7 steps required to catch the team. Time remaining, 32 seconds. Your time starts again now. In wartime, what's a POW?
Prisoner of War.
Correct. What's the largest key on a computer keyboard?
The space bar.
Correct. Triton was the son of what Greek god
Neptune.
Of the sea? Stop the clock.
Oh.
Poseidon.
Is correct. We push the chaser back 1 step. 6 steps required to catch the team. Time remaining, 22 seconds. Your time, chaser, starts again now. Dan Keatings represents Great Britain in what sport?
Pass.
Start the clock.
Rugby.
No, it's gymnastics. Chaser, your time starts again now. What's the young of a sheep called?
Lambs.
Correct. To ride shotgun means to sit where in a car?
Passenger seat.
Correct. St. Smithin's days in what month?
July.
Correct. Who was the wife of Edward VII?
Mary of Tech.
Stop the clock.
No.
It's wrong. Need an answer?
Mary.
No. Correct answer, Alexandra. Three steps required to catch the team. 4 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. And what sport does the player tee off?
Golf.
Correct. What items are made by Cooper?
Barrels.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. With 2 steps remaining. Sarah, Vanessa, Martin, congratulations. You each go home with over £5,600. Sarah, going to Disney.
Yes.
Vanessa, you can watch your films. Martin, enjoy Japan. How do you feel?
Ecstatic, I feel like.
Fantastic. What a win. Congratulations. Well done, team. Well done. Chaser.
Neptune, Poseidon. That was the difference.
Neptune, Poseidon. It was a difference.
Still well played, especially you, Martin.
Thank
excellent
you.
Performance. And well supported, ladies.
Well, well, well. Sarah, Vanessa and Martin go home with a share of £17,000. Come and join us if you think you can beat the chaser. Goodbye.